all of January was ready for the rapture, ready for the coming of our Lord. February, ready to reach souls, ready with hearts to reach souls for Christ near and far. This is in my heart for March. I want us to worship Him. I want us to rejoice in the Lord. Every one of you in this building got more problems than you could ever solve. And if you dwell on the problems, you'll be sad, you'll be depressed and everything else. And the Bible says, how many of you by taking thought could add 1 inch to your stature? That's basically what it said. He said, you worry and anxious, but you can't change that. You're this tall and some will worry about how tall I am. You can't change a thing by worrying. And that's exactly what the Bible said. And so it's not an idea of just, mental thought. It's real. The Holy Ghost of God has something for us. And the truth came to me. It's been mulling over my heart ever since I preached here on a Wednesday night on the joy of the Lord. He said in John 15, verse 11, He said, these things I've spoken to you that my joy might remain in you and that your joy might be full. So what does, in regard to your joy and my joy, what does God want it to be? Full. And if you're sad and despondent and despairing and worrying, gloom, despair, and agony on me, I think I'll go out and eat worms, then you're out of the will of God. God wants you to have joy. And He made it possible for us to have it. Do you have problems? Sure. Have I got problems? Sure. Is everybody around you got problems? Bunches of them. But God did not intend for us to go around despondent and despairing all the time. And I was praying over those things and looking at some verses, and then God burdened my heart with an unusual message for the funeral yesterday. And I just kind of ran through it real quick. But I was asking God to help me, and God gave me this verse in Nehemiah, which is one of my favorite verses. Turn to Nehemiah chapter 8. And while we're turning, Brother Barry Barber, will you come up here? And Brother Linwood, will you come? And Brother Ricky, I want you to come. Will y'all come? Amen. And Brad's going to tell you what we're going to do, what y'all going to do. Amen. What I'm going to listen to. Amen. Listen to what it says in this passage of Scripture. Nehemiah has come back to rebuild the wall. I've preached on that before. The temple's been rebuilt 14 years before he came back, and in 52 days, they built a wall all the way around Jerusalem. And then they found the Word of God, and they read the Word of God, and the people wept when they heard the Word of God. They hadn't heard it so long. But now here's Nehemiah's response to their weeping over finding the Word of God. In verse number 10, chapter 8, verse 10, then said he unto them, go your way, eat the fat, drink the sweet. Boy, praise God. We needed him for a doctor. My doctor told me the exact opposite of that. He said, quit eating that fat and leave off that sugar. I like Dr. Nehemiah better. How many of you like him better? Praise God. I think I like him better. Notice what it said. He said, you eat the fat, drink the sweet, and eat the portion, and send a portion unto them for whom nothing is prepared. For this day is holy unto the Lord. Neither be ye sorry, for the joy of the Lord is our strength. Now, God laid that on my heart to preach at Miss Brenda's funeral yesterday. But I got to looking at it. The joy of the Lord is our strength. Joy is an emotion. Joy, happiness, sorrow. Joy and sorrow. That's a you can be sorry or you can have joy. But he said, don't be sorrowful. Don't have sorrow. You need joy. And the joy of the Lord is strength. The joy of the Lord is our strength. And I got to thinking, man, that's got to be real. I know the Holy Ghost of God. I think about His power in creation. I think about His power in salvation, His power in sanctification, how He changed us. But He said the joy of the Lord is our strength. That's where you find strength at, is in the joy of the Lord. What is worship? What is worship? It is you expressing your joy to the Lord for what He's done for you. And in that regard, let me get you to turn to a couple of other verses. Remember that now. The joy of the Lord is our strength. Go over to the book of Psalms in chapter number 37. And all these will be related. But in Psalms 37, I want to read this familiar passage of Scripture. And in verse number 4, listen to it. Delight thyself in the Lord, and He'll give thee the desires of thy heart. Delight thyself. Some days ago, in my own, just praying one morning and reading the Word of God, God put that in my heart. I was carrying a lot of burdens for my family, a lot of burdens for our church family, and so burdened over them. And to be honest with you, it was kind of crushing me a little bit. And I read that one morning. He said, delight yourself in the Lord. And you and I can learn to find joy, find strength in the joy of the Lord, and we can learn how to delight ourselves in the Lord, to delight yourself in the Lord. Back in Psalm 16, in verse 11, this is one of my most favorite verses again in the Bible. I have a lot of them. You'll probably notice that. But back in chapter number 16, in verse 11, he says this, thou wilt show me the path of life, and in thy presence is the fullness of joy. Can I ask you a deep theological question? If you're saved by the grace of God, how often are you in his presence? Always. He said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. You know what God showed me? I was preaching the revival down there. Do you know I could leave the Lord, or I could get away from the Lord, but he won't ever get away from me. Did you know that you can get away from him, but he doesn't ever get away from you? In your heart, in your mind, he'd be right there with you, but you'd be separated. But he doesn't ever leave us. And he said, in his presence is the fullness of joy. That's not talking about going to heaven. That's talking about wherever he's at, and he's with us all the time. He would expect us to have some joy. And he said, at his right hand are pleasures evermore. You want to find some joy in your life? You want to find pleasure in your life? You find it in him. And you'll understand his blessing on your life. Could I read to you one other quick passage of scripture? Psalms number 68. In Psalm 68, and I want to emphasize all this month us worshiping the Lord. Now, we gather here on Sunday, but my dear friend, our worship should be a continual thing. If we are always in his presence, we ought to always be able to find joy there. We ought to always be able to find pleasure in his presence wherever we are. God meant for us to have that. That's why he came to live with us. In Psalm 68, I want to read just verse number 3. Let the righteous be glad, and let them rejoice before God. Yea, let them exceedingly rejoice. You and I are to exceedingly rejoice before the Lord. We had a prayer room down there before the meeting in Ponce de Leon. We all got together, just quite a few of the men. And the first night we met together, and then we prayed. And after we got through praying it, we just all prayed together. And when the pastors, everybody got on knees, we all just prayed out loud together. And when we kind of finished up, one of the brethren just started singing this old song. And I'll tell you, it blessed my heart. And I like old song. Brad said he likes old song. I thought I'd get some old people to sing an old song for you this morning. Amen. They're going to come and sing this song. Amen. Praise God. Amen. I want you to listen. And they'll sing a couple of verses of this. And then Brad, we might could sing that first verse with everybody after y'all sing. Come on, y'all get around. They are blessing. Praise God. I appreciate these guys. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Brethren, we have met to worship and adore the Lord our God. Will you pray with all your power while we try to preach the word? All is vain unless the Spirit.
first
verse. I won't preach till 12 o'clock, Hardy. I'm serious. Stand up. Let's listen. Oh, listen. Brethren, we have met to worship. Did you really come to worship today? Brethren, we met. Let's just sing that first verse. 448 if you need the book. But let's just sing that first verse. Amen. Really sing it out. Amen. Wonderful. Brother Linwood has had throat surgery this week, and he still sang and did a great job. I appreciate that. Amen. Nehemiah said, the joy of the Lord is our strength. We're going to worship Him. I'm telling you, you can be sad if you want to, and every one of us has got enough reason to be sad from now to Jesus come. I kind of like what old Billy Kelly said one time. Brother Billy was a great preacher. I don't think any of you got to hear him unless you've seen him on the internet. He's been to heaven a long time. But he was a great singer, but he was unique. Nobody ever liked Billy Kelly. Never will be another Billy Kelly. But he loved to laugh, and he all the time telling things everybody to laugh. Well, some of the brethren criticized him one time about laughing and people laughing all the time. That's old stories he told when he was preaching. He said, I want to tell y'all something. There's plenty of time for crying. We need to laugh all we can. You're going to have plenty of time to cry, but you better rejoice all you can. I'm telling you, the joy of the Lord is our strength. And when you and I live, God, like that, with that joy, it gives you strength. There's nothing that draws you down physically, emotionally, any more than despondency and despair and, you know, no hope and all of this business. God didn't intend you to be that way. God died so you could have everlasting life. He died so you could have the fullness of joy. And He said, these things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you and that your joy might be full. He wants you to have it. Now, you can have it or not have it. If you want to not have it, that's up to you. But I'm going to tell you right now, the strength that you need is going to come from your joy and the joy of the Lord. Let me just give you a couple of verses I'm going to share with you just real quick, about four or five verses, and a few thoughts on those. Turn in your Bible to the book of Psalms. Thought I'd just stay in Psalms this morning, make it easier for us to find. In Psalms number 9, I'm going to just look at verse number 14. Psalms 9 and verse 14. And listen to what it said. In chapter 9 and verse number 14, that I may show forth thy praise. Excuse me. I wrote down the verse. A good verse. No, it didn't. Look. I got my glasses on. Hang on. That I may show forth all thy praise in the gates of the daughters of Zion, I will rejoice in thy salvation. Now, how are you going to let the world know that it's real? That boy, I love that song they sang. It's real. How do you let them know? If you go around and you don't have any joy, you know what they're going to say? I don't want what you got. But if you got joy, I'm not talking about anything artificial. I'm talking about what God wanted us to have. These things I spoke to you, that my joy might remain in you, that your joy might be full. I'm not talking about something superficial. I'm not talking about something silly, but I'm talking about something real. Praise God, it's real. And He said here, I'm going to let the world know. They're going to see my praise in the gates of the daughter of Zion. I will rejoice in thy salvation. How many of you are saved? You know you're saved. Say amen. Amen. Now, I don't care what happens to you. You're saved. And my dear friend, he said, you don't rejoice if you got plenty of money in the bank. You don't rejoice if you got good health. You rejoice because you're saved and you're always going to be saved. Well, listen, I thank God for His salvation. Just very simply, I thank God I can rejoice in the fact that salvation is free. Thank God I didn't pay a thing for it. I ought to be in hell with my back broke, somebody said. But thank God it's free. He saved me freely by His grace, the Bible said. He saved me freely by His grace. I'm glad that it doesn't cost a thing to get saved. He's already paid the penalty, and it was free. I don't know how much you ever got in your life that was free, but most of it had a string attached to it. There's no strings attached to this. This is just free. Salvation's free, but not only is it free, thank God it's full. He forgave me of every one of my sins from the time I was born to the time I die. The devil will hound me over my past. He'll cripple me in regard to my future if I let him. But I'll tell you something. God knew everyone. He knew every one of your sins before you were ever born, from the time you're born to the time you die. And when Christ died on Calvary, He bore all of your sin. I love Brother Don Harrell's theology. All of your sins were in the future when Christ died. You got saved and you've messed up somewhere along the line. The devil will beat you to death over that. But you know, when Christ died, He died for that one too, just as sure as He did for the sins before you got saved. My dear friend, listen, salvation's free, but not only is it free, it's full. Every sin's gone. How you gonna get to go to heaven? Be there for all eternity and thank God for that. And so not only do I rejoice and I'm gonna be praising God that I'm saved forever. Not only full, not only free, but forever. I'm gonna be saved forever. Get to live in heaven forever. What a blessed thought to know that. And He said, I ought to joy in my salvation. And He said, the way you testify and the way you do that is you praise the Lord before the people and you rejoice in your salvation. Thank God that you can't give them something that you act like made you eat prunes or something and you look so sad. I'm not talking about just, you know, mind over matter. I'm talking about let God do in His life, in your life, what He wants to do. He came to give you peace that passeth all understanding, and He came to give you joy, and it's real. I'm telling you, it's real. And you can have it today. And worship ought to be a time of joy. We come in here, we ought to thank God we're saved. Thank God that He forgave us of all of our sin and rejoice in what He's done. But let me show you something else with you. Not only in that psalm, but go back in Psalms number 5, right here where we are. Turn back over to Psalms chapter 5, and I call your attention to verse number 11. But let all those that put their trust in Thee rejoice. Let them ever shout for joy because Thou defendest them. Let them also that love Thy name be joyful in Thee. That's God's plan for your life. Not only to rejoice in your salvation, but to rejoice in His protection. He said, look, this Psalm 2, you trust Him. And He's ever been with, He's defending you. You trust Him. I don't care what comes your way, you can trust Him. You can trust Him in good times and bad times, whatever happens. And if you'll learn to trust Him, you can have joy. I mean, it's just one of those things. Man, the whole world's fall apart, you know? Yeah, the transmission goes out in your car, the motor goes out in your truck, everything's all haywire. But if you look at that, you'll be sad. But if you know that He owns the cattle on 1,000 hills, if you know that He said, my God shall supply all your needs according to His riches and glory in Christ Jesus, if you learn to trust Him, you'll know that He's going to take care of everything. I don't know what it might be in your life or my life, but the devil will do everything he can to cause us to doubt God. But He said, if you'll rejoice in your salvation, you'll have that joy. And that's the strength to know that you're saved. You're always saved. Regardless of what happens, and whatever happens, whatever battle comes your way, whatever enemy you face, whatever demon attacks you, you can trust in Him. He'll take care of it. He'll defend you. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, He can deliver you and help you. And my dear friend, He wants you to have that joy. Praise God. If He's on your side, who in the world? That's what He said in the book of Romans. If God be for us, who could be against us? I mean, listen, you've got God on your side. I see crazy things in the news about sports, and I like sports. But isn't it crazy to sign somebody to a $300 million contract? They've never hit a ball yet, never made a pass. They've never took a shot, and give them $300 million contract. That's crazy. I mean, just you think about that and all of that. But I'm going to tell you somebody who's got more than $300 million. I can tell you somebody who owns the whole world and everything in the world. I'm telling you, He owns the stars, the moon, and everything else, and He's on your side. He loves you with an everlasting love. And my dear friend, those who learn to trust Him can rejoice in it. He said, let them that trust Him rejoice in them. Let them praise Him. And my dear friend, that's what God wants us to do. And I want us, as we're approaching Calvary and what He did for us and the drama and what He did on that cross for us and His resurrection, when He comes out of that tomb, we'll all shout again this year like we did last year. We'll all rejoice. I want you to know, thank God for that. But we are not to wait till He comes out of the tomb. He's already out of the tomb. Say amen. And He's real right now. And you rejoice in your salvation. I'm trying to tell you how to help you. If you'll listen, how many of you are saved? Say amen. He wants you to have joy. He wants you to be able to rejoice. In fact, He told you to rejoice in Him and praise Him. Listen, turn over to Psalm 63. In Psalm 63, you rejoice in Him because you've trusted Him and because His blessing is on you. In Psalm 63, look at verse number 7, if you will, please, and I'll get turned over there in just a second myself. Listen to what He says in this passage of Scripture. In Psalm 63, look at verse number 7, because Thou hast been my help, therefore in the shadow of Thy wings will I rejoice. Oh, I'm going to rejoice that I'm saved. I'm going to rejoice in my salvation. That won't ever change. I don't care what happens to me physically. I don't care what happens to me financially, relationships. I don't care anything. Whatever happens, I can still have joy in my salvation. Know that I'm saved. I can trust Him, and I'm going to rejoice in Him because I trust Him, and I know He's going to take care of everything. And David said in this psalm, he said, because He's helped me in the past, because He's been good to me in the past, and He's helped me, therefore in the shadow of His wings will I rejoice. You know the picture? It's the picture of that mother hen and those little biddies getting up under her wings, a place of safety and refuge. And He said, I'm going to rejoice there. That's where you will rejoice. Understand this, that He's with you. He's your protection. He's going to take care of you no matter what happens. He's always with you. He's there to bless you. You can trust Him. And what a place of safety and security under the wings of the Almighty. Do you understand how much He loves you? Do you understand that He wants you to have peace? He wants you to have joy? He wants that purpose in your life? And that's what it's all about. And we come in here to worship Him. You said, Brother Billy, you don't know what I'm going through. No, I don't know what you're going through. But I do know this. Everybody's going through something. But I do know this, that He said, in whatever state we are, we're learning to be content and rejoice in Him. God gave you joy. He wants you to have that joy in your life. And you rejoice in His salvation. Rejoice because you trust Him. And you rejoice because you're in the shadow of His wings. He's going to take care of you. He's going to protect you. Look over Psalms 89. Psalms 89. I told you I was going to get through quick. You don't believe it. But I'm fixing to get through. Psalms 89. Look over in Psalms 89, verse number 15. And notice what it says in this passage of Scripture. Psalms 89 and verse number 15. Blessed are the people that know the joyful sound. They that walk, O Lord, in the light of Thy countenance. Blessed means happy. Happy are the people who know the joyful sound. They shall walk, O Lord, in the light of Thy countenance. In Thy name shall they rejoice all the day. And in Thy righteousness shall they be exalted. For Thou art the glory of their strength, and in Thy favor, our horn shall be exalted. For the Lord is our defense, and the Holy One of Israel is our King. Oh, He said this. I want to emphasize one little thing in here. Notice what He said in verse number 15. Blessed is the people that knoweth the joy of a sound, they shall walk, and the Lord in the light of His countenance, in Thy name shall they rejoice, watch, all the day. How often should you have joy in the Lord? Every day, all day, in the Lord. Now, you can do one of two things the rest of this day and tomorrow. Now, listen, if you're not saved, I pray God the Holy Ghost makes you absolutely miserable. I pray you don't find a minute of joy in this world in anything. I pray He brings you to a place where you're absolutely hopeless and helpless until you turn to Him. Give you Holy Ghost conviction to where you're absolutely miserable until you get saved. But if you are saved, don't let the devil rob you of what God wants you to have. He wants you to have joy and rejoicing all the day, every day. I was kind of talking, counseling with somebody down during the revival. And I said, look, I'm going to show you something. He said, this is the day the Lord's made. We're going to rejoice and be glad in it. Whatever happens in your life, he said, I want you to rejoice and be glad in it every day. And you can do that. You can have that. God intended for us to do that, to enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Hey, you say, I came in here to get some help. Thank God for that. But he told you to come in here like that. He said, you come into the house of God, enter his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. That means you get started before you ever come through the door. And praise God, and you bring it in here with you, praise God. You say, I come to get something to take. Come bring something with you, praise God, and spread it around in here, amen? All the day, he said, you rejoice in him. I'm telling you right now, he said he'll keep in perfect peace those whose minds are stayed on him. If you'll focus on him and rejoice in him and worship him and praise him, he'll stabilize your life. And the joy of the Lord is our strength. How are you going to make it through? People tell me, Brother Billy, I can't go on. I just can't go on. Why? Well, I just give out. I'm wore out, everything. That's because you don't have the strength of the Lord. But the joy of the Lord is your strength. It's so simple, we miss it. We miss it. God intended for us to be joyful. He intended for us to rejoice and learn to praise him, magnify him, and thank the Lord for his goodness and his kindness to us, and rejoice in the Lord. My dear friend, I'm praying that this month, as we look forward to Calvary and the resurrection, that God will give you a freedom to worship, a freedom to rejoice in him. I know that many of you are going through problems with your family, going through problems with people that are sick in your family, financial problems and all kind of problems. But my dear friend, listen, God, the Holy Ghost can be with you in all of that and you can rejoice. You say, Brother Billy, there's plenty of Bible for that. I think about Paul and Silas. The Bible said that when they were in prison, put in that, and Brother Tom Gillum explained to us, that's the Mamertine prison. That means that the way the Romans had their sewer system set up, all the everything drained down into the sewer and big old caverns down there, and that's where all the sewage of the city went to, and everything, just everything went down there. That's where they put them at. They were down there in all that sewage and everything else. And the Bible said, and they prayed and sang praises at midnight. I'm telling you, in the midnight of your life, you can still praise him because he loved you and died for you. Do you know him? Don't let the devil rob you of the joy he wants you to have. Should I have a burden for people? Should I pray? Should I do? Yes. But I make my requests known with what? Thanksgiving. God intended for you to have joy, not happiness. Happiness depends on happenings, but the joy of the Lord is our strength. Don't miss it. That's where the strength's at to keep you going from day to day. It is rejoicing in him and praising him, magnifying him. Now, you can't do that halfway. You can't try to do it over here on this side in the world and on this side with Jesus. You can't try to find some sort of peace over here in the world and then have peace with Jesus. It's in him alone. Trust him. Be faithful. Be consistent. You say, well, I tried going to church. Did you try to go Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night? Did you try to read your Bible every day? Did you try to pray? Did you gird up the loins of your mind like Peter said, I am not going to think about those things. I'm going to rejoice in the Lord. I'm going to thank him that I'm saved. Thank God I was saved. I was free grace. I'm free. I was saved. It was free. I'm saved fully and I'm saved forever. I'm going to rejoice on that. I'm going to focus on that. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. You keep your eyes on him. I want you to bow your heads for prayer this morning. Get our hearts tuned to sing his grace. Oh, listen, rejoice in him. Rejoice in him. We bear one another's burdens. We pray one for another. And I'm telling you, death is a serious thing. Disease is a serious thing. Addiction is a serious thing. And God can deliver and God can help. But whatever you're going through, God said this, these things I've spoken to you that my joy might remain in you and that your joy might be full. He wanted his disciples and me and you to have joy. Don't let the devil steal it from you. Our Father, in the strong name of Jesus, I pray God the Holy Ghost would give a deliverance to your people, those who know the Lord. Our Father, if you wanted us to have joy, The devil wanted us to have sadness. If you want us to delight and rejoice in you, then the devil wants us to be in despondency and despair. But God, I'm thankful that you came that we might have life, that we might have it more abundantly. I'm thankful, Lord, that you fixed it to where we could have joy, and joy unspeakable, no way to explain it. In the face of all we're going through with problems in our family, with heartache and sadness and sickness, and yet there is in our heart a sense of joy, and we rejoice in your salvation. We rejoice that we can trust you. We rejoice that we're under the shadow of your wings. And God, help us to learn to rejoice all the day long, every day. Lord, it's a joy to be saved. God, I don't think there's a person here in this building that genuinely wants to be despondent or sad or overburdened with care. And God, you said for us to cast all of our care on you. And if we cast it and turn it loose, God, we ought to have some sort of release and freedom. God, you'll have to do the work. As much as I'd want to experience it myself and as much as I long for this church family, those that you let me pastor to know the joy of the Lord, I can't do that. But God, you can. And I pray, God, the Holy Ghost right now, God, will deal with young people, teenagers. I pray, God, the Holy Ghost to work. Do a work in their heart and life. While we're praying, dear friends, I want to have you to stand with you. I don't want you to leave here despondent and despairing. While we were down in Florida, I think some of it was cause of the upheaval in people's lives. Some of it, they ran an ad on television. They had set up a special clinic for people who were depressed and despairing. It felt like they had no hope. And you say, Brother Bill, that's not unusual. Yes, it is. Because this particular clinic was for children 12 and under. Had a whole clinic, a freestanding clinic for kids. Kids are supposed to be happy just naturally. We're living in a wicked world, and Satan as a roaring lion is going about seeking whom he can devour. And when Christ promised joy and peace, the devil wants to give despondency and hopelessness, and you cannot let him do it. If you know Christ, don't let him have a foothold in your life. Don't let him just make you sad a half a minute every day. Ask God to deliver you from it and thank God that you know that everything's going to be out all right down the road. I'm just telling you, the joy of the Lord's your strength. I pray he'll make that real to you. That it is how you're going to live. It's what's going to keep you going is that joy of the Lord. That's going to be your strength in these last days because the devil's going to do everything he can to rob you of it. David said, "Return to me the joy of thy salvation." I hope you got it today. If you don't, I invite you to come around this altar. If you're here not saved today, you'll never have it until you know Christ is your Savior. Never find any peace in this world, nor in the world to come. You'll be tormented day and night forever and ever in a place called hell. But my dear friend, right now in the hour you're living in, you're in the day of grace, you can know it. Heavenly Father, please do. Give a deliverance. God, work. Set your people free. And God, I pray you'd give joy. In these quiet moments, I invite you to come around the altar today. God, Holy Ghost, deal with you. I invite you to come right now. Brad will sing a song or whatever God lays on his heart. And as you come right now, you come on. Get before him today and ask him. And listen, do this. If you have sin in your life, ask to forgive you. But just come and praise him. Just come and rejoice. Thank him for his salvation. Thank him for the fact you can trust him. Thank him that you're under the shadow of his wings. And ask him to help you to rejoice in him every day, daily, every day. God, do that for us. God, do that for us. God, set us free. God, I pray you give your people liberty. Pray, God, they can leave rejoicing and thanking you for all you've done for them. Help us to live that way. Help it to be in our face and our countenance for people to know that we know the Lord. Oh, God. Hallelujah. God, do it now. God, do it. God, do it in Jesus' name.